Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Tracy Ricks Foster, former host of the African American Literary Review and Book Talk Saturday. I'm here today to speak to you about the dangers, effects, and solutions to the issue of sleep deprivation and teens. You know, teenagers today believe themselves to be invincible and indestructible. They are sometimes like the Energizer Bunny that keeps going and going and going. But we as adults and parents know that this is far from the case. Teens think or believe that they can go to school, complete homework, enjoy extracurricular activities, and engage in the social life on very little sleep. Some appear to be functioning, but is this really the case? Sleep deprivation has a big effect on a person's daily life. The most common causes of sleep deprivation are vast and are related to a contemporary lifestyle and factors that are work-related. These causes affect a considerable amount of people. Chronic reduction in the sleep time or fragmented sleep leads to a disruption of the sleep cycle itself and may have consequences that are comparable to those of severe acute sleep deprivation. Some of these consequences include loss of function, attention, and operant memory. Clinical symptoms of sleep deprivation generally include a longer reaction time, the easily distracted participant, disturbances in attention and concentration, or memory lapses. Stress was found to be higher in tiredness, drowsiness, and irritability. Work effectiveness and motivation is also affected and decreases with sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation in teens has been linked to lower levels of the human growth hormone, which is an integral part to a teenager's physical growth, brain development, and maturation of their immune system, as well as higher rates of anxiety disorders and depression. Did you know that a 2010 study in the journal called Sleep found that teenagers who go to bed after midnight are 24% more likely to suffer from depression and 20% more likely to consider harming themselves than those who go to bed before 10 p.m. In a study of fourth and sixth graders conducted by sleep researcher Dr. Avi Sadea at Tel Aviv University, a mere 1 hour nightly loss of sleep was equivalent to the loss of 2 years of cognitive maturation and development. In other words, when deprived of just 1 hour of sleep each night, a sleep-deprived sixth grader performs like a fourth grader. So let's think about that for a second. If 1 hour of sleep, if a sixth grader is deprived of 1 hour of sleep and they perform at the level of a fourth grader, think about that. A teenager, maybe between the ages of 14 and 16 in high school, their performance in school with the loss of perhaps an hour of sleep could set them back 2 grades, 2 whole grade levels. I remember when I was in high school and I used to believe that I was invincible. I could get up in the morning after maybe 3 hours of sleep, get up at 6 o'clock, go to school. I used to be on the school newspaper. I used to be a teen reporter at a local radio station. I worked 2 jobs. I had a social life. And then I would come home. I had family life, religious activities, all of those things crammed in as a teenager. And I would function on maybe 4 to 5 hours of sleep a day. And I just remember that even though I was tired, I kept on going. And that tiredness it really does affect how a teenager responds to different situations around them in their world. Sometimes they're not as effective with certain ideology or certain issues in school or matters, and it's because of sleep deprivation. Another thing that teenagers do today, and this is because they're not getting enough sleep, they use substances that keeps them awake. They may feel tired, but they use certain things to keep them from falling asleep, such as maybe caffeine pills, energy drinks, and energy drinks like Red Bull or some of these other different type of drinks that even adults use them to, what's that drink called? Five-hour drink that you can find at any gas station or pharmacy or store, basically. And what it does is it keeps you awake. But are these type of substances really good for our system? There was a report recently about the amount of sugar that is found in energy drinks such as Red Bull and other energy type of drinks. The amount of sugar is really off the chart. And with the growing number of young people suffering from diabetes today, drinking or consuming high levels of energy drinks to stay awake is really not a good idea. So when teens make the claim that they are functioning normally with just a few hours of sleep, of course we know this to be untrue. Now to the question and answer portion, where parents of teenagers have sent in questions to be asked or questions to be answered by a professional. First is Marlene from San Antonio. She asks, if creating later start times for schools across the nation will remedy the sleep deprivation that many teenagers are facing. Yes, this would seem to be a very logical step in the right direction, with the realization and understanding that the majority of schools begin before 8:30 in the morning, and most teenagers seem almost hardwired to be awake and active into the late hours of the evening. So constructing later school hours would give teenage night owls extra time to get much-needed sleep. This would be greatly beneficial, but until or if this change were to occur, the parents and teenagers need to get or set a structured sleep schedule and stick to it. Now, as a parent, I have two teenagers, one is 16 and the other is 18, and they're still in high school. And to actually sit back and say, set a structured schedule, it sounds really great, but I'm going to tell you, it is very hard to stick to. So what I try to do with my teenagers, I try to encourage them to begin going to bed process at 9:30. Then if they're teenagers, there's things they want to do or play video games. But I try to make sure that the cutoff point for everything is at 9:30. So at 10 o'clock, I want things to begin to really wind down. And hopefully by 10:30, lights are out or 11, and then they can go to sleep. And I try to do that in respect to, instead of telling them they need to go to bed at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or anything like that, I try to respect the fact that they are teenagers and that they do want to stay up a little later, but I want them to get a full at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. There are some hints that parents can use to help their children or their teenagers to stick to a sleep schedule or at least get a great amount of sleep per night. The first rule or suggestion is to go beyond the eight-hour rule. 8 hours of sleep is only average. A teen may need more or less sleep to function during a normal school hour day. Stop trying. Never force yourself to sleep. That may cause insomnia. try to help yourself think of something to help you relax. So for children, sometimes teenagers will say, well, I'm not sleepy. What I tell my sons is that go lay down, read a book, anything that's going to help your mind relax and unwind. 3, create healthy habits. Build up your teenager's sleep drive. Most teenagers love taking naps after school. My sons, oh, wow, they are just really into taking that nap. But we want to try to avoid afternoon naps. Some type of extracurricular activity might be used as a substitute for taking an afternoon nap. The suggestion was afternoon activities such as cheerleading, band, playing sports. Maybe they may have a job or something, some type of employment after school. And then keep the room dim at bedtime. 4, zero in on daytime worries. You know, we often go to bed with a lot on our mind that causes us to toss and turn throughout the night. During adolescence, teenagers are often faced with a lot of peer pressure that may cause overthinking and stress. So it would be really great for parents to show their teenagers how to manage certain situations so they can calm their minds down. And it would lessen the nighttime anxiety that they may feel and help them with the ability to wind down for bed. Also, help your teen. School hours can take a big toll on their sleep and on their lives. So parents should try to remove distractions such as cell phones, TVs, tablets, and encourage earlier sleep time. Now, as a parent myself, I already know that the distractions, the cell phones, tablets, video games, TVs, all of those things, they are distracting. But it's very difficult to remove those things from your children, especially when they're 16 and 18 years of age. So what I do is I give them the cutoff point. The cutoff point to turn all electronics off is at 10 o'clock, period. They may get a phone call or a tweet or whatever from their cell phone, which is fine with me, but I need everything to be off. And when I go around the house and lock up for the evening at 11, 11:30, I don't want to hear anything. I want everything shut down. So if you're a parent of a teenager, you might have to tailor this suggestion to meet the needs of yourself and your child. These are some very wonderful suggestions to help parents and to ensure that their teenagers are on the right track to getting the optimum amount of sleep per night for a rewarding day. I hope this information really helps you, and I hope that you are able to implement some of the suggestions into your daily life. This broadcast was written and produced by the University of Phoenix's Psychology 340 Team B Group. I am Tracy Rick Foster. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.